Well, you don't have to move it, but just to renew it.
Radio.
Hello, welcome to Access Astrology. Three astrologers that would like to explore this week with you and talk about what's going on and share our fascination with astrology. In about 15 minutes, we'll be asking for callers to call in, but right now we want to talk about the week ahead. And first of all, Mercury is thoroughly retrograde, and then we'll introduce everybody one at a time. Mercury is retrograde, and we're going to collect stories. If you've got a good Mercury retrograde story about what snafu has affected your life that has to do with communication, transportation, understanding, missent emails, feel free to give them a call in and just share those later on. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you back in the Turtle Mountains of North Dakota, and we have Mark.
Mark Wolf.
Mark, where?
In Manhattan, New York City.
And Ann Ortley up on the Upper East Side, Manhattan, New York City, too, my bright red desk. I love my bright red desk. That's
yes.
Pride of ownership, man. All right.
We can just feel that.
I love my
bright
red desk.
Okay. And it's a good place to be as the weather gets cold, isn't
it? Mm-hmm. In the sun.
The moon has gone into Scorpio today and brought a lot of thoughts and feelings inwards here in North Dakota after a sunny, sunny week. It's got overcast, poured, and got cold. Now, I know that the southeast is dealing with serious floods right now, and that moon in Scorpio can make us look at the worst, make us look at the thoughts, to just pull our energy inwards. I've heard from several teachers that the students were so introspective today that they barely got anybody talking in class. So it's a good time to sit with our thoughts and our feelings. Mercury is stationary, and not stationary yet, but feeling like it. It's thoroughly retrograde, and we might find that our whole momentum is slowing down because Mercury doesn't want us to hurry. It wants us to deepen. And Venus semi-squared Mars today, which can bring about a difference of opinion, particularly along gender lines where men and women don't necessarily agree, or they can have from different perspectives, and if we can respect each other's different perspectives, we can actually open up our aperture of understanding under that aspect. But that's a sort of, it can also mean that just the logistics of life make it a little hard to connect, and the timing is off for intimate relationships, for dear friendships, for anything that has to do with the heart. Could be that your friend is on vacation. They're not answering your phone calls. So look at that with Mercury retrograde. Think about that with Venus semi-square Mars. We have to expend our sense of understanding just when the moon in Scorpio has pulled our energy in. And Mercury is about to do a do-si-do with Saturn, and then back to opposing Uranus for the next few weeks. We're going to go into that more. What do you see, Mark, as the highlights for this week?
Well, of course, the big highlight is the sun moving into Libra.
Uh-huh.
And, that's the fall equinox. So everybody...
And when is that happening?
Out.
Wow, what time?
It's happening tomorrow in Eastern time. It's 5:18 in the morning. So that's really sweet, coming with sunrise.
Wonderful.
And... that's the time we're supposed to try out to stand the egg on its end, right? And so maybe we'll get up early and do that, or maybe we'll just think about it. But anyway, that's when it's coming in. And, fall equinox, change of not just the month, but the whole season. And I don't know how it feels in North Dakota at the moment, but New York, it does feel like an actual change of season. The nights are definitely getting cooler, and it's okay to wear a jacket. You don't have to go, but you can wear a t-shirt. So it's right in between and right on schedule. So that's the highlight of the week, is the sun going into Libra, and then we do have the sun right after it goes into Libra, of course, it will square Pluto, because Pluto's sitting there at 0 degrees of Capricorn and just waiting for the sun to go into Libra. They made an appointment in the cardinal signs. And so here comes the sun. And then, as you mentioned, Heather, Mercury's doing that little do-si-do. And those are the main things, and that's really in the next day or two. And I think that just that whole energy of the seasonal change will be with us for much of the week.
Yeah,
and what are your things seeing?
Well, I'm kind of looking at the shifts and the changes, because part of what it feels like we're really heading into now is the next set of aspects coming up. So ahead of us, because Saturn's right at the back end of Virgo, he's bearing down really quickly on his upcoming square to Pluto. You know, the Saturn and Pluto are going to have an argument for the next year, really, in the cardinal signs. And so this week, the sun kind of acts as a messenger, and Mercury is acting as a messenger, because Mercury's kind of dancing back and forth between Saturn and Uranus and Pluto. And the sun, last week on Thursday, talked to Pluto and talked to Uranus and Saturn, and then this week he talks to Pluto. So it's kind of like you're getting a sneak preview about what you're going to be working with over the next year and a half this week under the Mercury retrograde, saying, okay, get ready, this is what's coming. You're going to have to work with this. It's not necessarily going to be in the story format you're seeing now, but this energy's up and moving in the world. And while we've been so kind of focused over the last summer, there were those eclipses, you know, in the summer of death that they keep advertising on TV, the summer of death, the summer of death, where everybody died. And it's like, yep, they're all left, and now we're back reconstructing our life, getting ready for the next chapter, which is going to be this ongoing conversation between Saturn and Pluto about what their vision is for our future. And also Saturn as the structure in our life and Pluto as the transformation, the two of them having a conversation. But this time, interestingly, Pluto's ahead of Saturn. He's further ahead. He's in Capricorn. And he's saying to Saturn in Libra, okay, you want to partner with me, but that means you have to do certain things. So we're all going to be finding out, like, new responsibilities this week that we're now suddenly in charge of. And we're like, well, who did that? And it's like, well, you're in charge of that. I am. Oh, okay, cool. What does that mean? And being in charge of things and starting to have to run things and answer to things. There's a very strong energy in general with the fall that we're back at work. We don't have the luxury of summer anymore. We can't say, oh, yeah, next week, you know, everybody's on vacation this week. So there's a very big energetic shift, too, that feels like it's going on this week around our responsibilities and where we're going to be spending our time. And we're all kind of adjusting our schedules with the last little bits of Mercury retrograde to get ready for that. And then, of course, we're going to have a series of ongoing conversations with all of you listeners about what this Saturn and Pluto is going to feel like and how to work with it so that you can work with it in a positive way and that you can work with the energies and the challenges that are presented to you, because it is an opportunity to grow up, but it also is an opportunity and be responsible and really kind of master your chart. But it also is an opportunity to really have, you know, some difficult transitions while it's taking place. So that'll be kind of a longer term conversation, I think. But this week, we find out what it's about. So that's what I'm excited about. You know, I've had a number of people call, oh, I got a job offer. Oh, I'm going to do whatever. And it's like, okay, good. That's going to be your Saturn Pluto story. Cool. You know, because it's coming
but
in
it may
fast.
Also be that. You know, and I'd say we still have to see if they hold that in a few weeks.
Yes.
Because Mercury first, conjunct Saturn and opposed Uranus, and the Saturn-Uranus opposition, which is ringing, you know, through next fall, and breaking down old structures. And that Saturn-Uranus opposition reminds me of the stage in an embryo where it keeps recapitulating the stages of evolution, where it keeps breaking down the old form and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've talked about this before, that if we stop that evolution, we say, stop dissolving one form and stop there, that's when we get birth defects in an embryo, because it hasn't reached the place of evolution.
Right.
It can feel like we're still being tossed in a blanket day after day. We look at the politics, it's just not firming up because it's still in evolution. And So when we're in doubt and we feel unsteady, we can just kind of hear the universe talking to us, sort of like the Buddhists do to the dead for the first 40 days. You know, don't stop here, keep going, keep evolving. You can take this, take one more step. You know, and to let that, the uncertainty allow us to not settle into comfort, but to keep pushing ourselves into, find comfort along the way, but push ourselves in to evolution. And we're really feeling that this week as Mercury, you know, went, you know, for the last few weeks, it went over, started in August, hitting those places and bringing it to our mind. What changes do we need to make? How do we take ourselves seriously in the next chapter? Mercury's retrograde this week. It first conjuncts Saturn on the 22nd tomorrow, and then it on Wednesday it opposes Uranus and can change our minds, can change how we're thinking about things. And then next on October 3rd, it opposes Uranus again, then conjuncts Saturn on October 9th. So after October 9th, if you're still sure that that change is going to happen, I know one couple that knows they need to move across country, so quick, they bought a house last week in across the country, and now they're sure that they don't want to do it, but they're already in contract.
Right.
And I, if they had asked me, I would have said, just hang in there, but maybe this is what they need to do. And as you say, don't jump back the other way. You made that decision. You know, look for your options out, but meanwhile, trust that you may have known something the first time and walk forward with it and see where you can go with this. But be careful what you jump into right now. So I think that we often get the clues, but we may have the story wrong. If
yes.
You're absolutely right,
yes.
People are getting the first hint about what their Saturn-Pluto work will be, but they may have it symbolically correct, but they don't have the story clearly yet.
Right.
So it's like misreading the tarot cards, and when life happens and you see that the story of your life really did live out the tarot card reading, it just wasn't the story you thought it was.
Right. You had your version of the reality, and then the tarot cards say,
right.
Yeah, well, this is the version, and what do you want to really do with it? Yeah.
Right. So it's be careful to jump to conclusions about knowing how it is, but feel in your gut what the real issue is underneath it, because your gut's probably right. Your brain's probably wrong.
Right.
And that's what we see with the Mercury going back and forth with this, is that we tend to overthink things, think in a circle, and not really understand it. But our gut knows where we're moving.
Well, it's clear, even if we're not. And
right.
I do find,
it's clear, even if we're not.
I do find I'm not clear. I mean, I know I've got a lot going on, and it's like, well, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to focus on. So I'll do a little bit on everything because none of the piles are really quite clear yet. But at the same time, I'm like, I wish one of them would stand up and say, I'm the pile, work on me. But thus far, that hasn't happened.
No. You're taking a little bit on this pile, a little bit on that pile.
Well, that's what I'm doing is I'm sharing my pile work. But it's at the same time, I'm like, oh, man, can't we just have a decision, please? And no, not just yet. Mercury's retrograde. So we're evaluating, we're researching, we're figuring out all the different options.
And Mercury conjunct Saturn, but you want to get to your work. You want to really get curious. And Mercury retrograde says, wait, slow down.
Not just
so it is the time to do your work, but do all the work that you, like, deal with the piles, don't start a new pile.
Well, and it's like the stuff I don't really want to do is the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, you know, and I'm like, oh,
exactly.
I don't really want to do that, but you have to do that, Anne, because that needs to be done before you can go forward with the other stuff. And I don't want
that's to. Mercury Saturn.
That's
system.
Mercury Saturn,
yeah.
And Mark, what were you saying?
It all feels like work.
It is all work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. Leave me alone. But it is kind of stuff that does need to be done, otherwise, otherwise stop it, you know, kind of thing. That's the way I feel about it. It's like, I've been talking about this for a long time. I need to do it and get it off the list. So, yeah. So, but yes, this is very much a time with the Mercury. You do have a good opportunity this week with the aspects to kind of plow through stuff because Mercury is retrograde and he does want to clean up your desk or get the things out that you said you were going to get out. And at the same time, you're in the mood to kind of move forward because Pluto's moving forward and Saturn's moving forward. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a double feeling of, gee, you know, I really want to get going on this other stuff. And it's like, nope, got to do this first. So that energy is also part of this kind of, not turbulence, but this swirl. I kind of feel like it's a swirly energy, like it goes around in a corner and does strange things. So it's kind
of fun. A big awareness. There's a big awareness that Saturn's leaving Virgo.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that pulls in that same sense that, well, you know, all the leftover stuff has got to get finished now because something's going to change. Yeah, so take advantage of that. You know, whatever there is, it's like loose ends. Now is the time to pick them up and, you know, they'll tie themselves off pretty neatly because everything, you know, is ready.
Saturn going into a cardinal sign, though, is good for once it gets going, you know, in October and November. We see Saturn, and when it enters the cardinal sign, business begins to take new initiatives. I think there's a lot of work and a lot of argument over it and a lot of power games going on this week as Sun squares Pluto and Mars in conjunct Jupiter, that will, you know, keep it all stirred up. But the work that we're doing now and the anger and the energy that we're doing now, especially around the healthcare bill and, you know, reexamination of how we got into the financial mess, will begin to produce results that will not be settled anytime soon. It's got another year of at least, if not two or three, of metamorphosis, as said, we start that Saturn-Pluto square and all the other pieces. But we'll see some initiative instead of fighting and resisting and complaining and then analyzing what went wrong. We'll begin to see some real initiative showing up in the months to come. I'm very excited about that part. I'm tired of rehashing the past about it. Mm-hmm. I know it needs to be done, but I'm tired of it.
Right.
You just want Saturn to move on into Libra, right?
Move on, Saturn, move on, you know? And he's like, I don't think so. Not just yet, people. You got stuff to do.
Yeah,
I'm not clear where I'm going. Huh? Yeah. Pardon? What?
It's all that last little bit, and it's all Virgo. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's real stuff.
It is stuff, yeah.
So either of you have some great Mercury retrograde stories this week?
Who did?
Hmm? Do you have any Mercury retrograde stories about things that may have slowed you down? Yeah.
Just that I can't remember them.
That's
funny.
Very Mercury retrograde. I've noticed that Facebook was completely screwed up today. That it was delaying. You'd write a long paragraph. It would just disappear. I don't know if it was an internet phenomenon, though other websites seemed to be okay. They appeared to be doing some maintenance on Facebook, and one of the most common comments I was seeing was, what is wrong with Facebook today? So I think that that's, you know, Mercury conjunct Saturn. Everything was sort of grinding slowly to a halt about that work.
Well, I had the cable guy in my building, and I'm like, I kind of attacked him. I mean, I didn't attack him, but I kind of nailed him in the L. I said, you're the cable guy. And he goes, yeah. You know, and I'm like, I got response time issues. He goes, yeah. I said, you know, and he goes, call it in. You know, I was like, you can't come fix it? He goes, nope. He goes, maybe it's an old box. I said, it's only 2 years old. He goes, that's an old box. I'm like, okay, so I'll call the cable guys. So. He wouldn't fix my thing, but I tried. You know, it was the, you know, the cable guy. Oh yeah, I've been thinking about him. I need to call him. So, but he wouldn't fix me.
Yeah.
Told me to call him.
Did he have little wings on his heels?
He didn't, but he was moving fast. He wasn't stopping. I tried. When I got to go over to 2P. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't listening, but it was good. I kind of went, well, can it be this, this, and this? He goes, yep, call it in. I'm like, okay, cool. So it was cable guy. Yeah, and I think it also, you know, I've been running into a lot of old friends. That seems to be how mine is showing up. I, you know, heard
that's
from a friend.
That's a very good form of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, she was in last week from Florida, and, you know, heard from my, you know, a cousin who I talk to infrequently, you know, but when we talk a long time. And, of course, it was my birthday, so I've been getting birthday cards from people that I haven't heard from. But they all have long notes in them instead of just, you know, like, happy birthday. So it's been good. Yeah.
Good.
Now, it hasn't been a bad Mercury retrograde for me, aside from, you know, just the cable response is slow. So the internet response. But I think it's just in general. Life is pokey right now. The world
it
wants
is
us
very
to go slow.
Slow.
Yeah, the world wants us to go slow. And if we try and go fast, it goes, no, you can't do it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think this week will be interesting.
It's a lot easier to take out here in North Dakota than it was back in New York City. You know, when I was out there, and I spent a few days just as Mercury had gone retrograde. It was stationary, trying to film some video intros for the website that I'm working with now. And the machinery failure was phenomenal. Trying to get, they also filmed me doing little readings on Skype and then filmed the people's interactions, just very short little ones. But it took them extra 45 minutes to get each client online because of technical problems and
wow.
getting the lights, and everything would get it set up and the light bulb would break. And, you know, luckily we could all laugh because we'd all knew it was Mercury was retrograde. But yet, if I hadn't, you know, I had tried to schedule that in a little tighter, but I had the feeling that it was going to be an all-day event, knowing that I was dealing with technical stuff with Mercury retrograde, and sure enough, it was.
That'll do it.
So that'll do it. And I could make it a meditation, and as I wasn't feeling all that well, it was good that it went slow. And I think that you know, if it's slow, trust that it's slow for a reason and try to figure out what the reason is.
Yeah, and kind of sit in that process of the slowness.
Right. Yeah, let
the
You think what, Mark?
Is it about time that we open up the...
With the slowness, just let that slowness...
Yeah.
There's something in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got actually some callers on the line, and also
wonderful.
If you want to call, 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881. So if we, if you'd like to call with questions about your chart or with comments and stories about the Mercury retrograde and what your adventures have been as Mercury affects our communication, our cell phones, our friends, we run into people we haven't seen in a long time, and we hear from people we haven't heard from, or we hear news we didn't know about. Like, we get like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. That kind of energy is very, very prominent on a Mercury retrograde. So we'll go to the first caller and try and pick them up, see if I get them in. It's the magic
Hello.
Switchboard. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. How can we help you today?
How
are all of you?
Good.
Oh,
you
I better
too.
Turn down my. I
yeah,
better
turn
down my
yeah.
computer.
Yeah,
okay,
turn
there.
Down your computer. Yeah, we're a little on a little
and,
delay, I think.
Well,
did you
welcome
have a
back.
Question or a comment today?
What's that?
Oh, thank you. you have a question
well, I
or
have
a comment today?
I have a really. What did you say again? I'm sorry. I keep talking while you're talking.
That's a very Mercury retrograde example.
Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I guess it is. Maybe
the
I'll
question was you have a. Question or a comment?
Yes. Well, I have a question. It's kind of a very kind of weird question, but
okay.
Can you see, or maybe it is, maybe it applies to what you're talking about. Can you see a pest infestation in a chart?
Sure.
Well, I mean,
yes. Your sixth house. What is your birth information?
Well, actually, it's the pest infestation would be. With the man that I'm seeing, so I have his.
You have his birthday? Okay, go
yes,
for it.
I do. It's January 3rd, 1959, in Canton, Ohio.
What time?
And
okay.
What time? 6:25 p.m. And He had it a few months ago, and it seems to have come back. And I have to tell you the dreaded B word. It's the bed bugs.
Ah, okay.
I know. And there's like an epidemic in New York. And now that I've heard about this, I've been talking to friends, and I've heard more and more about people who have them. So because they stopped
well, you
using
know, DDT. I mean, he has the what I said, boy, you know what we would be, I would expect would be something like Pluto entering his sixth house and aspecting his moon, because you'd see a bad relation. That's exactly what's happening in
that's
his chart.
That's what he got, yeah.
Really?
So he has, yep, he has, and Pluto, his moon is at 2 degrees of Scorpio.
Okay.
Pluto now has been going back and forth, and he has 2 degrees of Capricorn on his sixth house. Sixth house is health, but it's also small animals. You can't get any smaller than those. And moon is home. So when Pluto is aspecting his home, he may not, it's just a feeling uncomfortable in his own home. And it develops a whole, you know, existential homesickness when Pluto aspects the moon. But in the process, it may be allowing him to do a real home renovation while Pluto was on his moon.
Well, okay, and I should say about 3 months ago was when I first heard of this, and then I guess he did something and thought he got rid of it, but it has come back, like, maybe in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you may even see something.
Well, Pluto went back, went direct.
A lot deeper than
Pluto went direct on the 11th of September, right? So he got rid of them already once. And then they came back when Pluto went direct after the 11th.
Oh.
And so he's got to really kind of be diligent on them. There's some stuff called diacritic dirt, which actually works very well. And I found when our building had a bedbug infestation too, the cedar, there's a cedar oil you can get online, you know, like cedar trees. That it's safe for pets and animals.
Uh-huh.
And then they have these bedbug dogs, interestingly.
They
smell your furniture and they find where the bed bugs live.
And then they fumigate or something.
And then
costs like about $1,300.
Well, but what you need to do is have him coordinate it with the building. Does he live in one? Does he live in an apartment?
Yeah, and he's kind of just keeps saying the landlord doesn't have money. The landlord doesn't have money, and he's kind of just trying to do it himself, but he's got so much going on that it's not working.
Right. The bed bugs are going to crawl in under the boardwalk. You have to kind of approach it as a building wide fumigation. Because what they do is they migrate. They travel up to 500 feet for a blood meal.
And they travel. Yes, and they travel.
Can we get specific about bed bugs, guys? You do a moon and Scorpio. We
it's
don't
the
have
moon
to get
Scorpio,
specific.
Yeah, but that really is the problem
is
with them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Pluto went into
when
Capricorn.
When you have a Pluto aspect like
it's
that,
it's infestations.
You
yeah.
cannot take a light approach.
Mm-hmm.
One pass won't do it. You know, Anne is absolutely right. Now, he's got Pluto coming back to hit that degree over and over again until the fall of October 2010. So if he doesn't get it right this time, he's got a whole year to do it.
Oh, my God.
He may have
to
move
in
the process, but he needs to fumigate his, to take it seriously. She's right. You need to take a Plutonian approach to this.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a revolution of his home.
Yeah.
And
he's not... He's not doing that. I don't know if you can see in the chart that
we'll have a year.
Let him get chewed up for every night, you know.
He's saying at this point it don't bother me. He's saying it doesn't bother me too much, and I'm like, oh no. Anyway, the whole upshot of this is, and I haven't said this to him, but I'm not going to let him come over to my apartment.
I don't want bed bugs in my house, right? Yeah.
And I don't want to. It's like STDs. I don't want to expose myself or my neighbors in the building.
Well, they travel in the luggage. They travel in the clothing.
And they travel through electrical wiring to other apartments.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like what Heather was saying.
And his progressed moon is in Virgo. Okay. His progressed moon is in Virgo. So he's just started, you know, I think he really felt this. It started about 6 months ago when his progressed moon conjunct Pluto.
Okay.
And so when you see an aspect in someone's chart where you see it both in their progressions, and in their transits. So we have transiting Pluto, sextiling his moon, and progressed Pluto just finished a conjunction with progressed moon. You know he's got to do it. And he's going to start feeling really alone and isolated by this unless he deals with it in a profound way. And part of that will be saying, I'm holding my ground.
Why is he going to feel alone and isolated? Because I'm not going to see him at all in my apartment?
Well, you're not going to see him in your apartment.
Yep.
You're not going to sleep there either because they're going to eat
at night. No, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
And I think it's,
in a hotel. But,
I don't really want to have much contact with them because I don't want to get them whether I'm at home or anyplace else.
Right.
You know, this stuff is really serious. It's getting really serious.
So
you
have your birth information?
I have what?
We have your birth information? This is not just happening to him. You've just had something that, how long have you two been seeing each other?
We started around January 5th, but we didn't start, considering each other till maybe, I don't know, maybe May. And I'm 1953.
When were you born?
1953, December 15th at 1:57 a.m. Oh, in Chicago, Illinois.
A.m. Mm-hmm.
1:57 a.m. in Chicago, Illinois. And I think, you know, what Heather said about right now, it's like the relationship, the warmth, the connection isn't there, like your friend went on vacation. It's like, and I don't know, he's so busy that every time I talk to him, he's so crabby. So I'm kind of like, okay, I'm not seeing you, and you're crabby. So, but the interesting thing is that I have the moon progressed in the seventh house, and it's in early degrees, which means that it's a relationship, but I'm like, is it possible to have that there and there really isn't any relationship anywhere? You know?
Right. Well, it's going to be in that house for another 14 months.
Well, I would also say that you have to watch that moon in Aries, quick escape bindings on the heart as
quick
one fellow moon in Aries to another. You have a lineup in Sagittarius, moon in Aries. If things aren't good, you're out of there.
Right.
And if it's a real challenge, you're in there.
I don't know. If he's got bugs in his bed, I'd be out of there, too.
Right.
You might, but
it's
a process. But what I'm saying is that you don't have to end it. What you can do is hold your ground.
Where are they going
to
have sex in the middle of the...
And you can speak to him with warmth, with love, with negotiation, and with refusal to go do that. And he can say, look, you can deal with it, and we can be together. Or you cannot, and we don't have to. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you'll have that moon in Aries and moon in Scorpio relationship. Both of your moons are ruled by Mars. And, that was my first husband and I. And it's an intense, difficult, usually passionate, sometimes questionably worth it aspect. And you can set each other's moods off. Often you can see that it's a very wonderful relationship in friendships, and it can be a little too much in something more than a friendship.
I see.
So you have to kind of, because it's so intense, and in his case, he's doing the moon in Scorpio, and that you can usually see a moon in Scorpio who's responsible for the moon in Scorpio, in which case they're pretty good about saying when they need time alone rather than get bed bugs to keep people away. Or they're the ones that tend to blame other people for their need for isolation and aren't very good at taking responsibility for themselves. And that's what I'm seeing. You have to just kind of hold your ground, be nice, be warm,
mm-hmm.
but, if he wants a relationship, he's going to have to deal with the bed bugs. Simple as that.
Oh, well, I've actually talked to you all about this before, and he said he didn't want to commit. I mean, we are in a kind of relationship, but he said he didn't want to commit back in summer. So,
So I'd say next, between the combination of the bed bugs and you've got really nice transits to meet somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and now Pluto's gone direct. So, whatever he was for was in terms of figuring out the eclipse story and kind of getting clear on that. And you're looking and you're going...
So.
Yeah, okay, so he's a nice enough guy, but he's got bed bugs. I don't want them.
And
so
he might have
go,
some.
I'm going to go find a right. guy that doesn't have bed bugs. You know?
Well,
I mean,
well, I have to say, and the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, I'm kind of focusing on prison work now, and there was someone, the head of our prison project, God, I hope he's not listening. I don't think he's into astrology. Anyway, the day before Labor Day, which I understand was some kind of station planetarily, which means it was very significant, I had dinner with him to get, you know, a prison DVD. Anyway, we actually had dinner. I mean, that didn't have to happen. Anyway, we had dinner, and that was when I thought, oh, he's really interesting, you know, like he's into Zen Buddhism a lot. And anyway, I'm thinking maybe it's about him, because even though we only had one dinner and we're going to be working together, whatever, so I don't want to, like, anyway, I'm thinking, well, maybe.
I wouldn't worry about the person. I would worry about right now with Mercury retrograde and Mercury going back and forth. Remember we said about not making decisions. So we're going to wrap this up because we've got other people on the line. But don't make the decisions about what you do. Make the decisions about what you need.
Okay.
And speak your truth and see where that takes you.
Okay. Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That was great. Thanks
talk
a lot.
To you soon. Bye.
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 Okay.
Next.
I'm clicking. Okay.
I'll add one thing on that. Bed bugs listen carefully, and they read intention. And so when they say, "Well, it's not so bad," they know they're welcome to stick around.
Right.
Whereas
when
they hear, "I have made a decision. I'm going to do what needs to be done, and dig all the way down, just change this environment so I don't have bed bugs," they hear that too. And they find somewhere else to go. So it's important to keep that in mind.
Right. Well, I have a friend who she had been, you know, living, she's in a roommate situation, and she had been referring to her roommates, you know, because there was a lack of cleanliness and whatever, and she was kind of going, I'm just going to think of it as a boarding house. I'm going to think of it as a boarding house, and I'm not going to get upset about the dishes in the sink and yada, yada. And then the bed bugs came, and she's like, it's because I've been calling it a boarding house. And so now she's like on this eradication program to get rid of the bed bugs, which is good.
Yep.
I mean, I think they do energetically kind of, you know, they're critters.
Yeah,
they know whether they're welcome or not. But the fact
exactly.
that this guy is going to live with them, I'm like, does he have any idea what he's doing? Plus how much his neighbors.
Can we get back? Can we move on to the next person?
Yeah.
There's no other callers right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if other
someone
calls...
let out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, someone left. Come on back. And what's the number again, ma'am?
347-215-8881. So 347-215-8881. But, yeah, so they got rid of them, which is good. But it was...
That's good. Not easy.
But it's definitely like... I said, well, yeah, boarding house. That could work for bed bugs. But it is a big issue. And... In at least in New York, Heather. You don't have them out there in the Midwest, I guess.
We don't have
them
out here, but I know it's a huge issue.
Yeah.
You get rid of them every winter by just opening all the windows for
exactly.
You know. No, it's true. You do that and they're gone.
And they're gone. They're history. They're like, okay, it's
yeah,
not
they get, I think it's I think they can survive down to something like the upper 20s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really true. And then if you give them a good long day, you know, in the teens, the weather, like you have to let the place get really cold, but they can't survive that.
Oh,
and
that's good to know.
So you start over, yeah.
Okay.
But you got to make sure your pipes don't bust in the meantime.
Right. Yeah.
Tricky,
no. Well, as a phenomena, I mean, not that we're going to spend a lot more time on it, Heather, but. Since Pluto went into Capricorn, that's when the bed bug infestations really kicked off in New York City.
Very interesting.
And Pluto rules infestations. You know, he's a big infestation thing. You know, he's about like, yeah, lots of critters. We like the critters. Mm-hmm. So we do have another caller, so I'll pick them up. Hello, caller.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi. I don't want to hear about the bed bugs anymore. And
thank
See, you.
You
called in to save Heather.
I do have a question, though. I mean, and I emailed you because last night I was listening, and I don't know what happened, but apparently the phone pressed one, or the machine Blog Talk Radio messed up, and so I think I was on your phone, and then I wasn't. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sorry about that. That is another great Mercury retrograde story.
There you go. That's
yes.
a Mercury retrograde story.
Okay, there.
You're here now.
Winners.
Oh. And what's your birth information?
I'm on January 24th, 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
at 4:39.
At what time?
4:39.
Mm-hmm.
And my question
4:39. In afternoon or morning?
P.M. P as in
P.M., theater. Thanks. Okay, got it.
And my question
is what year is that? What year is that again?
84.
84?
84. That's the book.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's a funny static on the
love.
Line, which is why we keep missing
things.
Oh,
no.
Things.
I'm sorry.
It's okay now.
Okay. We got it now. And what's your question?
I'm in a relationship. And it's 90% amazing and 10% really difficult, and I kind of feel like I am supposed to be with this person. It's impossible not to be, in a way, and I'm fine with that because I'm very happy except for this 10%, and it has to do with, like, seeing other partners, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with him being able to validate himself, and then for me, I feel like what I learned from it is growing to let my relationships be what they are and not put them into boxes and say, you're this person, you're this person, you're this kind of person to me. But it's also very frustrating, so I just don't know if that's like a permanent thing and I should just be like really trying to embrace it more than I already am trying to, or what. So would you want his...
Well, how long have you been seeing your partner?
3 years and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has it been open, or has it been open right from the beginning?
Well, there is, it's, well, I guess he technically, like, made out with someone, and then that, I guess that was cheating, but then we talked about it, and then for a while we just, he tried really hard to not have it open, and that really took a lot in his soul, and so he did a lot of meditation.
Do you know what's the birth information
his?
Of him? Yes.
It's October 8th of 1983 at 3:45 p.m. as in Peter, in Crowley, like Crow, L-E-Y, Louisiana.
Because you're not built to be open in a relationship.
Right. I feel very wrong about it.
It's so not you. When we go back to your chart, you have your moon conjunct Pluto, Mars, and close to Saturn, all in the fourth house in Scorpio. Now, it looks to me like there were some real family issues around sharing love and a mom who may not have been so emotionally present for her own reasons because she was facing some real challenges in the first year of your life. And so you really need someone to be there for you or get out of your way. And
right.
You don't feel like sharing them. And, you know, that's to try to be good about it is to be dishonest with yourself.
Well,
now,
I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've been really trying to work on those mom issues, and I do feel like they're the root of what's going on in my relationships with others. And I don't know if I ever could heal enough from that, and I hope they are.
No. No, you can heal enough so that it's not a dis... Of course you can heal enough so that you have the gift of that emotional intensity and your ability to be there for other people. You can handle issues that most people cannot. You are a great foul weather friend. You're interested in real solid work in the world. You are not a trivial person.
Right.
And that's because you've been in training since birth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real gift end to that. Don't worry about getting over it. You chose this life because that was, you know, those are some of the issues that your soul came here to work on. I just don't think that that's something that you could, you know, you could accept. You could be in an open relationship, but not one where you put your heart into it. Now, he doesn't look like, he's got his Venus and Mars conjunct in mutable signs in the seventh house. And I have, you know, Venus and Mars conjunct in mutable signs in the 12th, and I settled down. It just took me a while. A long while, but it took me a while. It's perfectly capable of settling down, but that's not his. He is capable of loving more than one person. You're not.
Right.
And he doesn't have to love more than one person, but he means it when he says, I am with you. When I'm with you, I am there, and I'm there 300%. And when I'm not, you know, maybe there's somebody else briefly. That's his reality and it's his truth. If you can keep yourself really busy, maybe you could stand it, but I think it would be better for you to see him when you see him and not pretend you're in a relationship.
And do
rather than say you're in
a live together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you live together? Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
that's hard because he comes home smelling like somebody else and it's hard.
Yeah,
well, you,
he does it
you know,
a lot either. It's more philosophically.
Right, but it's also, it's understanding, you know, you're, all that said, all that Scorpio stuff in your chart is really very, it because of the early stuff and because it happened when you were so little, part of it is it becomes then almost like a test. And for you, that's not a happy way to live, in a test, kind of always being tested. And I would say to you, with the sun in the seventh in your chart, you know, women grow into their moon over time, or grow into their sun over time. He's doing the detached, you know, deal with this. I don't really want to necessarily. And it's like, right, you don't want to necessarily, so then maybe you need to be with somebody else, not me, because that's what I need as a partner. And he is a Virgo, and there's a part of him, you know, the Venus in Virgo rules that Libra sun. So there's a part of him that theoretically wants it, but on another hand, it's like, well, theoretically and... But that's not good for me.
Wait, he's a Libra. I'm confused.
Right, but Virgo rules his Libra sun.
Oh.
His Venus is Virgo.
His Venus rules his Libra sun, and his Venus is in Virgo.
Yeah, so when I think of that as like a Virgo Libra. So what a Virgo Libra does is they don't really want to commit on some level. And he has commitment issues anyways. Aquarius rising, needs to feel the freedom, got Saturn in Scorpio in the... You know, Saturn in Scorpio saying, unless I know how I can get out of it, I'm not really sure I want to be in it. And then the Virgo likes to be apart, likes its space. So he has trouble committing. And your chart wants a partner. But he reflects for you the triangle that you had such trouble with when you were little with the Sun square Pluto. By him saying to you, well, you're going to have to just deal with me playing with people. I may not, but I may. And it's a deal breaker for you because you're Leo rising. You don't want to be you feel that is deep disrespect and lack of caring, and it sets off your little Scorpio moon that says, "Don't you love me?" And while he does have a Scorpio moon and the intensity is there, the passion is there, there's a cruelty with that Virgo that I would say to you, your chart feels it as cruel rather than as caring because it kind of sets off a lot of behavioral stuff for you. Doesn't it trigger eating issues and stuff like that?
Well, I guess it's a defense mechanism. I don't have. Luckily, I can eat without it being a problem.
Okay.
At the moment, but.
Good. And I think it's worse right now because Pluto is at 0 degrees of Capricorn, trining your moon at 0 degrees of. I mean, sextiling your moon at 0 degrees of Scorpio.
And sitting under Jupiter Neptune, taking away your sense of
home.
You're having bed bugs in your relationship. Think of those other women as bed bugs, and diacritic hurt them.
Where is my diamond?
I see. But my feeling is that both of you tend to talk yourself in and out of feelings that you think you should be feeling. It's a philosophy. Like he's actually more settled than he looks, but his philosophy is that he. And I think that that's one of the issues, is the philosophy of unsettlement rather than the actuality of unsettlement.
Right. I mean, that's
that make
what
sense?
We've been following. I mean, I understand it philosophically, too. And am I still there?
Yep, you're here. That was Mark falling off. When he falls off, we get a ding.
No,
okay.
Oh, Mark coming back.
I don't
okay.
know who that was. Is that Heather? Maybe Heather fell off.
Was that Heather falling off?
Maybe.
Oh, that was Heather falling off. Yeah, one of us, one of them fell off. Okay. I'm here. I have the landline. This is what happens when you have a landline. You stay connected.
Right.
All right, so he's a bed bug. He's a giant bed bug. No, it's hard because the part of you that really deeply wants to be connected, and you have that Scorpio moon that is so up for intensity, you know, and, you know, he is too when he's there, but then he does that Virgo thing, and he does, oh, you know, I'm going to, and your chart gets crazy when he does that. It hurts your feelings. And you don't.
Yeah, what will help him is for, if he would understand that really you're set up to explore the relationship at deeper and deeper levels. So, you know, where he's more willing to try to, you know, learn who this person is and that person is and so on, that's one way of going about it. But there's another way, which is to be with the same person and keep learning more about that person. So it's not like you get stagnant or locked in. Instead, you keep going to a deeper and deeper level of knowing your partner. And that's what you're set up for. You
right,
can really...
Exactly the thought I had the other mm-hmm. day, where I was like, I can come back at this and be really logical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just want to go deeper. It's about not feeling like we're growing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're not feeling like your grades are growing anymore?
No, I feel like we are, but it's very slow, and I don't like things being slow.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I think it'll really help if you can explain that to him. You know, there's a little story. This is actually about spiritual study, but it's also, you can apply it to relationship study or studying another person. But there's a guy who, you know, in trying to do his spiritual study, it was like he was digging a whole bunch of different wells, always looking for water, but he would only dig a little ways down, and then he'd say, oh, I'm not really finding water, let me try over there. And so he'd dig a little ways down, not very far though, and it would start getting rocky, and he'd say, this is too hard, and I'm not finding any water, so let me try another place, you see. And whereas another guy was looking for water, and he just kept digging and kept digging and kept digging and went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and finally, in fact, got to the water. So you can look at relationships that way too. And you can make a choice. Would I rather, you know, try a bunch of different holes and learn a little something about a lot of things? Or do I want to stick with one and really go deeper and deeper and just say, I'm going to find water?
Right.
And you can let him know that that's the strategy that works for you. It doesn't mean that one way is wrong necessarily, but it, you know, it's wrong for you. And that's Heather coming back.
Yes, it is.
We kind of pop in and out like on the Bewitched, you know, when Aunt Clara goes out and goes out the chimney sometimes.
Sorry about that. Two out of three phones had suddenly ran out of charge in the house. And the third one was missing.
I think you could put that in another one of your Mercury retrograde stories.
It is.
This should make a special... There should be a special battery that is for Mercury retrograde.
So, but how far did we get on your questions?
Well, I feel pretty good about how to approach it. I don't want to be eating too much of your time. I just was wondering if you can help me then with figuring out like what exactly is this mom issue or triggering it.
16 3/4 when he was 16 3/4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find out what happened to him then, and you want to find out what happened to him when he was 4.5, because that's when he got afraid to commit.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that, you know, you also have to just be really honest about what works for you and what doesn't, and not be talked in or into or out of that. And that an open relationship is theoretically fine, it doesn't work for you. And you don't have to tell him what to do about it, but if he wants to live with you and he wants to be in a relationship with you, then you need to feel like that side of the relationship is sacred. And if he doesn't, you know, if it, and you can just say commit for 1 week at a time. You can just say, hey, on every Friday we talk about next week. Commit for this week? Good, I'll commit for this week. Keep it short-term commitments for him. Don't make him say, I will never, ever see another woman again. Just say, you know, this week I can trust the fact that you're not. And that you will tell me if you decide to.
Yeah, that's good.
And let you make your own decisions.
Right.
Right.
That part's good. He's honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he is a pretty honest guy. That's the problem.
Yeah.
A lot of men just cheat and don't tell you. He actually feels he has to tell you. Which is kind of like that Carly Simon song, I wish you'd kind of keep it secret. But with your Scorpio moon, you're going to smell it on him.
Yes.
So you're going to know if he does. So he also has the policy that honesty is the best policy. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
And that is a good thing, because he will tell you whether you want to know or not. But so.
Well, that's very helpful, everyone.
Good.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
Session. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, bye. And we have 4 minutes left, and we have one more call. You want to try a quickie?
Sure,
okay,
let's try a quickie.
Quick.
All right. Uh-huh. Hello, caller, I think. Mm. Hi, caller, are you on the air? Hello, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'll try again. Hello? You there? Hello, hello.
That's another Mercury retrograde story.
Yeah, it says on the air, but no person. Okay, well.
Oh, that was Mercury calling in.
Mercury calling and saying, I have an opinion about the bed bugs.
Yeah,
and I will say, I did not get any bed bugs. I mean, I'm knocking on my walls here when I say this, on wood. I did not get any bed bugs, and my neighbors had them. Diacritic dirt.
Excellent.
And cedar oil, man, it works.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's a biggie.
And
so.
Don't let your neighbors sit on your bed.
Actually my other neighbor was like, she was like, I'm not letting them in my house. People get really crazed about this, let me tell you.
I know.
There was people in my building that wouldn't let the exterminators in, and they got such shunning, you know, like shunned so much. People were like yelling at them in the elevator and stuff. It was really not a good example of human, how nice humans can
be. People get a little weird about that. I mean, I can understand they don't want. Yeah, they don't want that kind of chemicals in their house.
Right. Yeah.
So for tomorrow, as the sun goes into Libra.
Yay, new season.
Yay. So, Mark, what would you say is a good thing for people to do and remember tomorrow? As the moon will be in Scorpio, and Mercury will be conjunct Saturn, but the sun is heading into Libra.
Well, I think it's a matter of really staying with this wrapping up theme. So, you know, let this week be a wrap up whatever's been on the top of your desk for the last couple of months. And
4 years.
Figure you're going on. Yeah, you're moving on.
And that with the sun in Libra, as the sun enters Libra, there's often a sense of needing to balance our lives. We look at what's out of whack, what's out of balance. And it demands that we pay attention to it and try to bring more balance into it. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the Sun square Pluto and Mercury opposed Uranus. Expect Wednesday to be a wild card. Take good care of yourselves. Play it safe, then.
That's going to be a day where people are going to be a little more volatile about emotional stuff. Stuff's going to come flying out of the woodwork. You had no idea you irritated them, and they're going to be yelling at you about something, and you just kind of have to go, okay, yeah, I hear you. And it's definitely like a crazy yelling day.
And on Friday, it's, you know, some power trips in the late part of the day. Take care. So we're going to say goodbye now. This is Access Astrology. You can find us at astronyc.com or go to our individual websites, and you can find that on the Blog Talk Radio site. We'd love to hear from you next week. Record those Mercury retrograde stories and send them in. Feel free to email us in the meantime, and we'll try to answer your questions on air if we don't otherwise. And we look forward to seeing you. This is Heather signing out from North Dakota, and we have Mark.
Mark from New York City, Manhattan on the west side.
And Anne, I'm on the Upper East Side, Manhattan, too. So take care, folks. It'll be an interesting week. And also stay tuned to whatever the new story is that's coming in. You've got a new story working with your father issues about to arrive in your life, riding into town this week sometime. So kind of watch for it. Take care, and we'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye now.